Nozir Daf Beis. We're starting a Mirtz Hashem, the Masechta of Nozir, which is a natural progression. It doesn't really have to do with Seder Noshim, but neither L'chayre does Masechta Nedarim. Nozir is a Hemshech of Seder of Masechta Nedarim, and it has a lot in common. The first few Prokem of Masechta Nozir are primarily concerned with the Prote Dinim of making the neder of Naziris, which brings about the chiyuv, the state, the dinim, however you want to put it, of Naziris. So it's a hemshech of Maseches Nedarim. There's a lot of tzad hashava, and there's going to be certain dinim, which are maybe not the same. There's one din of Naziris, l'moshel, that a father could be mazir his son. That's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. There's a din maybe of Naziris Shimshin, which maybe also is separate from Parshas Nedarim, but as a whole, Parshas Nedarim activates Nazirus. The same way the Pasuk of Nedarim is if Ish Ki Yafli Linda Nedel Hashem, the Havlochis of Dinei Dibur are called by the Rambam Haflo. Haflo represents the Koyach HaDibur. In that sense, Nazirus is the same thing. For example, just throw out some place where it appears, is the Maluch that came to Manoach and Manoach's wife to tell them in the Haftarah of Parshas Nosir, which is the Haftarah of Parshas Nosir, the Parshah of Nazirus, to tell them that they would have a son Shimshin and he should be a Nozir, what we call for the last few thousand years Nozir Shimshin. When he was asked his name, he said Vahu Pili. The word Pella refers to the Koyach HaDibur. The Koyach HaDibur is the Koyach which brings about a state of Nedarim, and more specifically to what we're talking about, the Parshah of Nazirus. Now, in Nedarim, we learn to recognize that there's a din called Neder, there's a din called Shvua. In some ways, they're similar. Both of them are Koyach HaDibur. In the Rambam, again, the Silchus Nedarim, the Silchus Shvuas. Shvua has a Tzad HaShov, in that there are other Shvuas. There are Dine Shvuas, which are Shaykh Tabav Mitzi, which have to do with swearing, affirming in Bezdin the truth of a claim, or whatever it is. That Shvua is not to create an Isser or define a chiyuv that a person has. It's in terms of affirming a certain fact or truth. But what's mechayiv a person to keep his word, the choymer of a shvua, which is a shvua shav, a shvua sheker, is true both in shvuas that a person asks himself or creates an iser, and both in shvuas that a person uses to affirm that which is or isn't. In any case, there are chilukim between nedarim and shvuas. Let's start with the basic idea that which the Gemara says in the beginning of nedarim, that a neder is what's called an iser cheftza, and a shvua is called an iser gavra, which means today we use terms gavra and cheftza and lamdas more freely. But what it means in the sense of the Gemara over there is din gavra is something which is not necessarily defining in the thing that it speaks about. If I make a shvua that I will not eat strawberries, nothing happened to the strawberries. The strawberries do not become machol sasuris. I have a din not to eat strawberries. Nedarim is a way of creating a din in a strawberry. For instance, I can't asu up somebody else's strawberry. Maybe I could asu it up on myself. I can't asu it up on him. Theoretically, I can make a shvu. It might be a shvu shav because I can't be mechayvim. But shvu is not chal in the chayfetz. When we get to, and there are chalukim between the two. Let's discuss it in the context of nezirus, because when we get to nezirus, we have a basic question. Is Nazirus an Issa Gavra or an Issa Cheftza? Is Nazirus that he is being Mechayiv himself to do Kach V'Kach? There are three parts in Nazirus. There's the Isser of wine with the additional grapes and all grape products, A. B, there's the Isser of being Tam L'Mason. C, there's the Isser of Giluach. And D, but we'll stop for a second before we say this, because it might be part of the original neder or not, we'll get to that, is that there's a whole slew of halachas of becoming ois nozer. A neder is something, if he asks us for a month, it becomes also. After a month, finished. There's no ceremony of closing down the it's a neder. Nazirus, if one creates in Nazirus state, the din of rejoining society, kilo, of taking off the Nazirus state, and the cum of Nazirus is only when that's gone through, that's Tiklachas, which we're going to learn in Yes Hashem, the Prochem to come. The dinim of Karbonis, if he becomes Tum in the middle, he has to go through the whole process again. He has to be Tiklachas, Karbon Tum, he has to start Nazirus again, let his hair grow, shave his hair off, bring all the Karbonis, and that's going to be the subject of the of prokim to come. The first few prokim deal with the nether aspect. In that sense, we could ask ourselves, is Nazirus a Nisa Gavra, or Nazirus is a Nisa Hefta? What would a Nisa Hefta mean? The issue is discussed extensively. The one who discusses it is the Magritte, and later on the Chuvis, the Abdim Lum, and his Chuvis at the end of the Sefer Abdim Lum, discuss this in Barichus. They discuss the Inyan Barichus Legabe Ein Nedarim Chal Nedarim. The Marib and Leib, early Achrayim, was the one who was Mechadish. We're going to discuss it in terms of Achrayim, but really it's Kamad Dvarim Uforoshim. The Rosh and Nedarim that Beis and Beis lumps together, and that Gemara of Isagavra Isachefta puts together Nazirus with Isagavra. The Ritva in Nedarim that Yud Ches clearly seems to be interpreting, a Ramban. Clearly says that Nedarim, that Nazirus is in Isachefta. What does Isachefta mean by Nazirus? We understand. If he asks up a Nedar, he asks up wearing this pair of shoes. The shoes, so to speak, become a Chatich Disur, the same way Chazer is Chazer, and Basim Chol is Basim Chol. The shoes now become Chazer. Or, let's say if somebody's Magdish something, it's a more apt marshal, so then that thing becomes a Chatich Disurf to be used for Chulin. In that sense, the Marib ben Leib says that all wine, the same way if a person makes a nether not to drink wine, all wine for him becomes Chatich Disurf. For him, all wine is Chazer. The same thing will be true for a Nozer. A Nozer, what he's doing is he's defining wine as a Chatich Disurf. Now, that's good when you're talking about wine. What are you going to do when you're talking about the here? It's a little bit more, pardon the pun, a little more hairy. What are you going to say? What's the Chaticha di Surah? The Chaticha di Surah is his here, Lagabi shaving, a little bit harder. What are you going to say, Lagabi Tumas Mess? Also a little bit harder. Wine is what fits with the classic assuring up something that should become a Chaticha di Surah. So that's the approach of the Meir ben Leib. The Marit says, that's in the Segavra, which would seem to be more straightforward. Not the wine becomes also, not grape becomes also. Something happens to him. The pasuk defines him nezir lekaval roishay. He's a different type of person. He was made on himself that he has a different din. Similar, if we would add, let's say the gabi tumas mes, we can understand that a kohen is born with a different din. He's different. He was born genetically, he's programmed differently. He has an Isser B'Mitam L'Meisim. So Nazir also has an Isser B'Mitam L'Meisim. He has a din to grow his hair. He has a din, an Isser to drink wine and grapes, and so on. The Marib Basan, because he's going with the Rishonim that clearly used the terminology of Isser Chefza, says there's an Isser Chefza by Nazir, but he says it differently. He says it with a twist. The Marib Basan was brought by the Marit, when the Marit argues this, it's a Gavra, says it like this. The Avim Eluim sort of dances between the different Malachim. The Marit Basan says that the Chefta di Surah over here is his here. The Chefta di Surah is not the wine, it's not the grapes. Wine and grapes don't become also, because if they were also, they'd be also on everybody. Dor maybe is different. He says that what happens by a Nozu is that his lips, so to speak, his mouth, becomes an Issachef. To me, and say, it's not the Gavra, it's not the person, the Nozir, having an Isser as in all personal obligations, Kechol HaTorah Kula. What it is, it's that he makes himself, so to speak, with his Kabbalah's Nazirus, into an object of Kedusha. His here, I mean, there's the support for this because we'll see later on that the hair of the Nazir was put underneath after the hair was cut off, the Tiglachas, before he brought his Karbanis, it was put underneath the pot in which the Shlomim of the Nazir was cooked. Under the pot, the fuel for the pot, for the cooking, was the hair. So what we see is, what that means is symbolically at least, that the hair, so to speak, is the Dovish of Kedusha. It's like the Dovish of Kedush that makes that makshir the carbon. In that sense, we understand what the Marib Basan is saying. He's saying that his mouth becomes an object of Kedusha. Can't be defiled with wine, with grapes. His hair becomes a Dovish of Kedusha, it can't be cut off. His body becomes a Dovish of Kedusha, that it can't be Nitma L'Meisim. Similar to, let's say, if there's a lav, let's say, of taking Bosser Kachim, or taking a Klishos of Kachim, being Metamid. So there'll be a lav of being Metamid, his body is a Dovish of Kedusha, it's a Klishos L'Hashem, for Kedusha, and it can't be defiled in the context of Tumas Meis. That would be the three Shittas. Reb Shimon Shkop proposes an alternative. He says that the whole Nazirus, what it is a Kabbalah on himself. He says nothing's chal, not on the wine, not on the grapes, not on him. He doesn't become something else. The wine doesn't become something else. Maybe Nazir Shimshin, theoretically, we can say he's a different person. But a regular Nazir, what it is it's a Kabbalah, like any other Anoga. A person makes a Shrua. It's not the pshat that he became such and such, that he's not allowed to, let's say he says he's not going to sleep for the next 48 hours. He becomes his Mechal on himself, a din of not sleeping. Well, no. He has a Kabbalah, he has to be Mekayim, that Kabbalah. He has a certain Chiyuv to be Mekayim something. That's what Shimshin says, which is really watering down the starkness of the different approaches. What are the nafkaminas in all this? The nafkaminas, and this is where the Rishonim are busy, is legabe shvur chal al shvur. We have, as a general rule, ein shvur chal al shvur. Why ein shvur chal al shvur? We have a basic principle in isra chal al isra. When something's also ready, another isra can't be chal on it. Only if there's something qualitatively or quantitatively different. It's called koil and moisiv. Different in the Issa, the second Issa that's Chal. It's true not only in the Dorm, it's true in Isurim of Basu B'chol of being Chal and something else, or Arayis, one Issa ever being Chal and the second Issa ever. Ein Issa Chal is in the same context, Ein Shvur Chal HaShvur. If he's not allowed something for one reason, then he's not allowed to do it for a different reason. The second Issa is not Chal because the first Issa is already there. That's a Chal and Shvur Chal HaShvur. The halacha is that yesh neder b'toich neder. Yesh nezirus b'toich nezirus. Nezirus can be chal. A person could, we learn out, the Gemara by us learns out of a pasuk, that a person can be mekabel on himself nezirus when he's already a nazir. He'll be mechuyif to be mashal in the second nezirus afterwards, but it's chal on him the din neder. How's it chal on him the din neder? Because yesh nezirus al nezirus. This would seem to say that nezirus is more similar to nedarim. Now, why is there a chal between neder and shvur? Legabe enisa chal liser. Ein shvur chal shvur, whereas nedarim yesh neder b'toich neder. The reason for that is because when a person is osur for siba A, then he doesn't become osur also for siba B. Neder b'toich neder means each thing has an iser an item can be osur b'neder. Each iser, mashal, let's say if I osur up eating from a certain fruit from a certain tree, so it's chal in the tree and iser legabe me. If somebody else asks, it'll be chal legabe him. Theoretically, I could do the same thing. I could ask for it twice legabe myself, and it'll be chal kilo as a divin isra in the tree. It's not a problem. If we say something is an isra gavra, so we're saying Reuven is not allowed to do such. Reuven asked around himself eating from the tree. Reuven was nishba, he will not eat from the tree. The second time around, when Reuven is nishba, he won't eat from the tree, there's nothing different about that. It's redundant. Therefore, it's not chal. The neder, what's chal in the tree, is another definition. It's a different issur. Legabi one person, it could be chal twice. Now, some Rishonim grada hold that in the regular context, if something's also to Reuven, so that becoming also to Reuven a second time is also not a different thing. And they have a slightly different way of explaining a neder b'toich neder. But kuli alma maskim that yesh nazirus on nazirus, because over there it's in isachetz. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva compares it to nedarim. The Rishonim that hold that even ain neder chal al neder, it's only yesh neder v'toich neder. A whole shmuz of the Rishonim dafid ches we won't get involved in now. Will still be masking by nazirus to this tzushtel that yesh nazirus al nazirus. Again, if we say that's in isachetz, we understand it. That seems to be what the Ritva says. If we say, like Rav Shimon, that he was mekabel on himself, he has to be mekayim, it's like Baal Ta'achar, a person makes a neder, he accepts on himself a certain activity to do, to bring a carbon, to do this, to do that. So nothing was chal on him, per se, in terms of what he's osur. A person mekabel on himself to give $100 to tzedakah, or to bring a carbon oil. Hareo like carbon oil, something was chal on him, a chiv is chal on him. A chiv to carry out that which he said he would carry out. Nazirus, what's chal on him is a chiv to keep that kabbalah. So why? A person can't make two kabbalahs. A person can't go to another shul the week after he already gave by an appeal in the first shul. give to a second appeal. A person can't be mekabel on himself a different anhogas nazirus, and then he'll be mechuyev too. So therefore, yesh nazir nazirus on nazirus. If we learn that it's a straightforward issagav, it's a little bit harder. That's one of the classic guys. Right? Again, like we're saying, it's kamat mevun reshaidim. The problem is that the Rosh seems to say that bezem and beiz, that nazirus is an issagav, so that has to be explored. How far you could take that. So that's some of the basics in what nazirus is. So we understand that the vehicle, the hafli, ishki hafli, the pili, the koyach haflo of parshas nazirus is the parsha of nedarim. What's chal al yedei the parshas haflo can be similar to shvuot, can be similar to the chiv to bring a korban, it can be similar to chiv to give tzedakah, it can be similar to the idea of asking up grapes. The same way a person can ask up grapes as a neder, say, these grapes are koin malai, a person can do the same thing with nazirus, and that's why there's a tzad hashom, that nazirus is up for she'elo. One could get rid of, however one could get rid of nedar, one could get rid of nazirus, husband on his wife, father on his daughter, so on and so forth. All the halachas that were in the second half of nedar are true, with regard to nazirus. What is interesting is there's one place where Parshas Nazirus seems to exist in a totally separate realm without being activated by the Parsha of Nedarim. That is Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon, the classic Nazir Shimshon, we don't have a discussion of it in Chumash, but the Haftarah. What's interesting is, it always bothers me every year in Parshas Nosoi, that Parshas Nosoi is a Parsha with many different inyonim. There's the Parsha of the Nisim, there's the Parsha of the Korbanos of the Nisim, the Chanukas Beis Hamikdash, and then there are different halachas. There's Nazir, Soito, there's the Parsha of Bechas Koyrim. The Haftorah, which normally encapsulates the Iker of the Parsha, speaks about Parsha's Nazir. One could say that maybe that's the only thing that they found the Haftorah on. And look, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that there's something essential in Parsha's Nazir. There's something profound about Parshas Nazirus, which is the essence of Parshas Nazir. We'll see if we'll get back to that in Yitzhak Hashem. So, a deeper idea. The Haftarah discusses the Parsha that Monoyach v'Ishtoi did not have children. They would be visited by a Malach who told him to bring a carbon. They would be given a child. They would name him Shimshon. He would be a Nazir called Yomov. He would be the Moshiach Yisrael, he was the Shevet Yisrael, a bunch of prokim talk about the Koichis, Shalei B'Derech HaTeva. We understand that it wasn't Shimshon, wasn't just Samson with bulging muscles. Shimshon HaGibur was filled with the Ruach HaShem Ba'ifin, where in a physical sense he was filled with Ruach HaKodesh that gave him tremendous Koichis. Before getting into a deeper look at Shimshon, the parish of Nazir Shimshon has a few interesting halachas. Nazir Shimshon, we'll see later on, these halachas of Moshe Messina, we don't have these halachas from the Chumash. These are all Kabbalahs, different Kabbalah, halachas of Moshe Messina. Nazir Shimshon is mekabel on himself Nazir Selamim, whereas a regular Nazir finishes a term of service, and after that he is now at the Kodesh here the whole time, makes it to Glachas, then he brings Korbanos. Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be mekel b'tam mipam l'pam. He's allowed to, he has to let us hear grolum, but he has to cut it from time to time. I mean, say he's involved constantly in the avoid of Gadol Persa Roshoi, but it's not one Ritzifus, it's not a Nazirus of 30 days, a year, 2 years. A person could be noisier himself as long as he wants to. He could have a term of 2 years, 10 years, whatever it is. But Nazir Shimshon is not a term, it's not a Kabbalah for a certain amount of time, it's a definition of who he is. So therefore, there's no halacha that is all one red, so that he has to let us here grow for the next 3 years. He can be mekel mitam mipam mipam. What the halachas of that are going to be discussed later on. The Sugyas Be'ez Hashem. He's also b'yayin. He's not also l'tam b'meisim. And what's interesting is that he's not the nazir nazirus of Shimshon is not nitin l'sheilo, which is why they're different. If you look in the Siddur and Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we say ben b'loshen eder, ben b'loshen eder, ben b'tkiyas kaf, etc., it says over there nazirus, there are two nizchos, afil nazirus Shimshon or not nazirus Shimshon, depending on whether nazirus Shimshon is up for hataras nedar. What's interesting is that the Minchas Chinuch says something, he brings rayas, that the she'elah nazirus Shimshon before
before, if let's say somebody says, then in 3 months, I am accepting on myself, then in 3 months, I'm becoming a Nazir Shimshon. So he's a Nazir Kol Yomov. As soon as he starts serving as a Nazir, 3 months from now, he can't be Shoyl. For the next 3 months, he could. What does that mean? Either you could or you can't. Obviously, the way to understand this Mechus Chinuch has to be that there is a parasha of Neder which creates the Nazirus, Shimshon, and therefore one could undo the Neder. Once he starts serving as a Nazir Shimshon, what's chal on him is not the process of Nedarim. What's chal on him is that the Torah gives him, it's separate from the parasha of Nedarim, it's a Gachetza, and so on. It's chal on him a new state called Nazir Shimshon. In that sense, it has nothing to do with the Neder per se. It's a separate din. It's a whole parasha in the Torah chal on somebody who's knowing Nazir Shimshon. They're a dinim of a Nazir Shimshon. Therefore, his dinim are different because it's a different parasha. It's not related to parasha in the Dorm. It's related to parasha in the Dorm as far as how to activate that parasha. But once he becomes a Nazir Shimshon, it's something else legami. One other place where this type of split comes up is legabi the karbonis of a nazir. Normally, if a person's over on a neder, if a person's not mekayim a neder, he makes a neder to bring karbonis, to give tzedakah, so on. There's bal ta'achah, there's bal yakel. Whether there's a regular bal ta'achah on the karbonis of nazir is not clear. Seems to be a theory of the sugis. On the one hand, Chaznish brings a raya from the Gemara and Dafid Aleph that the karbonis are part of the neder of Nazirus. Not that if somebody is a Nazir al Yedei the neder, so then the Torah imposed on him to bring a carbon. No, part of the neder of Nazirus is the chiv to bring a carbon. Which would seem to contradict a little bit that it's a chefza. If we say it's an issa chefza in the wine, what does that have to do with the carbon? If we say it's an issa chefza on him, so maybe that's part of his issa chefza. It's much easier if you say that there's a Kabbalah's Nazirus, like Reb Shimon says. Part of the Kabbalah is also to go through the ceremony of the end of Nazirus, of bringing the Karbonis. Others want to say, no, that's not part of Nazirus. It seems to be, there seems to be Rayas from the Sugi and Zvachim Dav Kuf Yud Zayin that talks about Gabi Nisaboma, that the Karbonis of a Nazir are not within the realm of Nedarim and Nedavos, which would seem to, it's not a Karbon that he brings, because he was mekabel himself to bring a carbon. If he's a nazir, the Torah imposed on him to bring carbonis. It's like a chiyuv chatos. If you do an aver, the Torah imposed on you. It's not nedarim and nedavos. It's not something that he created. He created the nazirus state. Once he creates that state, the Torah imposed on him from the outside to bring carbonis. It's not nedarim, a kiyum of nedarim and nedavos. Okay. Let's get back to nazir shimshon a little bit, because like we said, it seems to be that the Torah of Parshas Nazir is nazir shimshon. Seems to bring out a deeper level. What's brought down is the Zohar in Nosa on the Parsha Nazirus relates to Nazir Shimshon. The pasuk says in the brachas of Yaakov Avinu to Klal Yisrael, Lishuoscha Kivisi Hashem. Rashi brings down, Chazal say Yaakov Avinu's Tzofo Shimshon Agibor, he saw Shimshon and he thought that he was Mashiach. When he saw that Shimshon would ultimately fall, would be killed by the Plishnim, we need an extra measure of Siyad Hashemayah. What's there about Shimshon? What's this idea? Shimshon, Nazirus, as soon as his hair was cut, he lost his strength, he was killed by the Plishnim, he was Mashiach, which is obviously part of this parasha. He was visited by a Malach, the same way Avraham Avinu was visited by a Malach to be Mevaser, the late Das Yitzchak. There's something profound. Shimshon, the Nazir Shimshon represents something profound. What the Zohar says, we either understand it or we don't, is in Parshas Nosoi, is that the state of Nazirus has something to do with the Tikkun of Adam Rishon Koidim HaChet. The Zohar brings down, this is one of the opinions in the Gemara Sanhedrin, what was the Chet of Adam Rishon? Chet of Adam Rishon was eating something. We don't know if it was a physical Maisa Achila, but the way it's written in the Chumash is that there was something there called the Pri of the Eitz Hadas. The Zohar says that the Pri of the Eitz Hadas refers to wine. Adam Rishon took grapes, and that's obviously the Eitz Hadas. Wine is the only drink. When you drink Coca-Cola, it doesn't affect your Das level. The idea that wine, Yayin Yisamach L'Vavenish, and it can have an effect, it can give a person a deeper level of Das, it can take away a person's Das. Yayin has a profound effect on a person's mental, emotional, spiritual state. In that sense, the wine, which Adam Rishon, and that's why when we come to the Rebbeinu Shlom, either in times of Kiddush, Havdalah, in times of a Simcha, in times of in times of a bris, anything that's going on in a Jew's life is done with al-kois yayin. The yayin represents some type of profound connection between different levels of ruchnius. Something about that was the chet of Adam Rishon. This lashon of the Zohar is Adam Rishon sochat anovim, the nosan chava sochat anovim, and she gave to Adam to eat. The Zohar says that's why, whereas others are not allowed to just drink wine, but a nozir is not allowed to eat grapes, because the grape was the fruit of Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon was nichshal, and in that sense, a nozir is going kinezer lekavar roishoy. The chet is called the chet of Eitz Hadas. The das is represented in a person's mind. It says yodea toy vera. The here, the Zohar says that the here, letting the here grow in, has something to do with the moyach. A person is limited in terms of his perception, in terms of his moyach, because a moyach is what he could perceive with his own mind. The connection between the moyach, between what's inside his head and the higher realms, is symbolized, as Zohar says, by the hair on his head. In that sense, letting the hair grow is a tikkun, whatever that means, of the chet of Adam HaRishon. So all this tells us there's a profound connection between Nezirus. Nozir Shimshon was supposed to be Mashiach. Mashiach, Adam HaRishon, who was Chayte, is Barash HaTevis, the Zohar says, of Adam, Aleph Dal Mem, Adam, David, who's the forerunner of Mashiach, and Mashiach. In that sense, the Nozir has some type of shaykhis with his being there, as a shaykhis with the tikkun of Ched of Adam HaRishon, as a shaykhis with being Mashiach. Whether he would have been Mashiach is not from Shevet Yehuda, or he would have brought about a state where Mashiach ben David could have been brought about. He fell at the hands of Plishtim. David gained his melucha, they killing Goliath, the Rosh HaPlishtim, and so on. So there's a profound connection between the two. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that the mother of Shimshon came from Shevet Yehuda. That was his connection. He wasn't from Shevet Yehuda. He was from Shevet Dan, but he was supposed to prepare the ground, similar to the idea of Mashiach B'Yaisim Mashiach B'Dan, but he was supposed to prepare the ground for the coming of Mashiach. That's what Yaakov Avinu saw B'Ruach HaKodesh. It's also brought down that Shimshon was Nichshal with Noshim Nochris. Says that he was a Gilgal of Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu didn't want to marry. It says that Nadav Avihu didn't want to marry Bibchinas. This is similar to the idea. We have Nozir. Kolaroya Saita Bukukula. Nozir and Saita, the two Masechtas, near each other in the next few months of Yetz Hashem. And in the Torah also in Pashas Nozir, they're next to each other. Kolaroya Saita Bukukula Yazat Minayayim. Whoever sees the effect of lightheadedness, of averus, of ruach shtus, shenichnas ba'adam, should impose on himself an extra level of kedusha, of chomer hadas, of his pashtus agaris, his mufka from Tumas Hames. Tumas Hames was what was brought into the world by the chet of Adam HaRishon. He has to step beyond the regular olam hazeh, the confines of olam hazeh. He has to live temporarily in a different realm. Raya Sayyidu Bukukula. And that's it. Nadav Avihu were Atzilei B'nei Yisrael Vayechsu Salikim. They were Dovuk Bashem. They didn't want to marry. They didn't want to lose themselves in a state of Hesach Hadas from Dveikis Bashem. Shimshon had to be mitaken that. Are they getting married? Shimshon was Holach HaKra'enov. The Pasuk says, Be'adam HaRishon Vayiv K'chra'ene Shneem. The Chet of Eitz Hadas caused a Psichas Enayim. That's what happened. Shimshon was Holach HaKra'enov. Avaponim, the Nazir Shimshon, and like we're saying, there's a Nisagav, there's a Nisagavta, there's the sense of a person accepting on himself to be misakin something, to raise his own status. There's the fact that what's chal on him is something, a davak shub kedusha. He's living in a different realm. He's living in a different metzias. He is a different metzias. He's the metzias of Adam Rishon Kohen Machet. Temporarily, all that is mavur in the Parsha Nosoi. We understand that Parsha Nosoi, which is the parsha, the bridge between Klai Yisrael and the Dor HaMidbar, the Chanukah Samishkon was the Kapar on the Chet HaEgel. Kapar on the Chet HaEgel means again a return to the state of Adam Rishon Kohen Machet. There's a profound connection between the Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah Samishkon in Parshas Nosoi, and the parsha of Nezirus, which is the parsha of Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon again is a parsha which is created, like we said, by Nadarim, but it's a parsha which is imposed from without. Once a person accepts on himself that role, then the Rebbeinu Shalom imposes on him that obligation. That's what happened with Shimshon. Eventually he fell and he lost that opportunity, and Yaakov Avinu davens is malava klaiso to tefillah l'shuas v'kavisi Hashem until we get to Mashiach at the end of time. If we want to add one more point, the three chalokim of a nozir, the yayin, the tum, and the sairis, other svarim relate to these three parts of a person. There's the physical part of a person, there's the guf, there's the emotional part of a person, the lev, and there's the moyach. Moyach lev v'kloyos. If a person is shoylet on himself, then the mem, lamed, chof of moyach, lev, kloyos, represent the word melech. If a person, his passion, his guf is in charge of him, then it's the other way around. It's chof, lamed, mem, kalem. When Bilam came to curse Klai Yisrael, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the word that he was going to use was kalem, destroy them. That is the state of a kloyos being moylech on a lev, and the lev being moylech on the moyach instead of fakert. Kinezio lekov al roishoi, the kedusha of the moyach of a nazir, he's coming to him a second, a state of fall, a falling, is the that's on his head, like we said, that represents belonging to a higher realm. The part that's connected to his emotional state is the yayin. Yayin is samach levav enosh. He's taking control of his emotional state by being perished from a yayin. And the Tumas Haguf that's chal on him is represented by the Issa of being with Tamil Amazon. That's some of the principles of Nazirus. And again, the first few prokem is a combination of a continuation of Nidorim, then there's there's a few prokem of the Karbonis, and then there's the Isurim of Tumah. What's discussed most of the Surahs and Shas that deal with Tumas Hames are in Nozir. Shav Siat Tishmai, and learn through the Masechta, and we should be zeich to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash, where once again members of Klai Yisrael will have a chance to lift themselves up and come to a Madrega of Kinezio Lekov Al Roshoi to be able to bring Karbonis Bechatzos Beis Hashem with all of Klai Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.